drive cars, have pet dogs, and have gone in for politics. Men have high blood pressure, wear no hats, have little hair, play golf, bathe twice a day, ride in airplanes, never go to bed the same day they get up. They work 5 hours and play 10 a day and die young. Today, the stores have electric lights, cash registers, computers, data processing, but never what the customer wants. They trust nobody, take an inventory daily, have overhead markup, budget quotas, and capital stock, but never make money. We also have the hippies and the generation gap. A lot of the housewives have surely changed from the day she had to haul the wash water from the well. But at least Grandpa doesn't have to sit up all night trying to figure out how he can make the payments on the well bucket. Several years ago, a London newspaper offered a prize for the best definition of money, and this was a winning answer. Money can pay your fare to every place but heaven and buy you everything but happiness. If a man runs after money, he's money mad. If he keeps it, he's a capitalist. If he spends it, he's a playboy. And if he doesn't get it, he's a ne'er-do-well. If he doesn't try to get it, he likes ambition. And if he accumulates it after a lifetime of hard work, people call him a fool who have never got anything out of life. I have always thought life was what you made it. If you will be honest and take the good Lord as your partner in business, you will at least get a lot out of trying. Signed, W.A. How about that?
Did you write that?
Yeah.
Would you write?
I've had it. I've had this thing for... different ones would want a copy, you know, and I'd give them one. And I've always got a kick out of this thing.
That's funny. That's one of the best.
Well, it is good. Now, I'm telling you what's true. And
what prompted you to sit down and write?
To what?
What prompted you to sit down and write?
I just knew how things were going, you know, and you'd write so much of it, and then after a while, by joy, you'd think of something else, you know. Uh-huh. And boy, I'm going to tell you what's fact. Every bit of it is the truth. That's right. Son, when we come along, I'm going to tell you, there ain't nobody that had it any rougher than we did back on when we were young fellas.
What was your dad's farm like when you were coming up? Did y'all have animals on it?
Oh, man. Mrs. Yellow had a milk cow, two or three milk cows. Along in those days, people all in the world they did, son, was trying to raise some meat, something to eat. And that was the story of the thing. And I tell you, you didn't have no land fenced in to raise no milk cows on. Boy, if you pulled fodder over the stalks and you would stack that stuff, and that's what your stock eat. They eat corn and fodder.
Mm-hmm.
And I never will forget, I was a boy and we were living down there in Clay County. And one day we went out there to a big old fodder stack and we were moving that thing. That far, I was a little old boy, and a colored man.
Miss Moorhaven.
He gets down to the bottom, and cotton fire a polecat got all over it. I'm telling you, son, I went the other way. It's, you see, that is
I'd give y'all a hug.